Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, we're going to talk about whether or not you should put your blog link in the main navigation menu. And I'm going to go ahead and be 100% transparent here. This was Tim's topic. I have no idea why he put it in there. And I'm a little bit nervous because guess what? We have blog in our main navigation menu. So I feel like I'm about to find out whether or not I should have that sucker in there. So, yeah. Tim, get me out of suspense. Hit me.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say, David, you're in the clear because in my opinion, yes, you should have the blog link in your main navigation unless it's like a blog that just never gets updated to where it's going to reflect badly on you if people are clicking and they see that you haven't published a blog post since, you know, June of 2015, which I've seen websites like that. But I think in general, if it's a blog that gets updated at least somewhat regularly, I think it should always be in the header. And there's actually two things that prompted this topic here. One was a client, one of my clients that they hired a third party PR company that does like local, a lot of like local SEO optimization stuff. So like very specialized. And so they like put together a list of like improvements and stuff that they're having me do. And it's a little bit frustrating because a lot of things I disagree with, like for example, moving the blog link from the main nav to the footer. And their reasoning was that the blog doesn't get updated enough. And so it doesn't look good. And again, like I said a second ago, I think that is a legitimate reason. However, in my opinion, I think you should fix the problem rather than hide the problem. So if the blog doesn't get updated regularly enough, well, then find a solution, figure out a plan to get it published or updated more regularly. And so, because I think a blog really does represent a company. And so when you have that front and center, so people can see, they're going to see what you're all about, what you're doing. They're going to see that you're putting out content, that you're doing things. Because there's nothing worse than coming across a website and not being sure if they're even still in business, if they're still operating. A blog is a great thing that kind of showcases that we're not only still in business, we're active, we're doing things, whether it's a local business, an online business. So that's kind of the first thing that prompted this topic. The second thing that prompted this topic is the new elegantthemes.com website. So as our listeners know, David and I, we're big Divi fans. Divi is the number one WordPress theme in the world, the most popular page builder. We've created businesses around creating products for Divi. Well, Elegant Themes, who's always been kind of very design focused, they just launched their new website yesterday, elegantthemes.com. It looks amazing. Their website wasn't bad before by any means, but it definitely was outdated. And so now it's kind of more cutting edge, kind of has design on the forefront like they've kind of always been known for. However, one thing that bugs me is the blog link is not in the main nav menu. You have to go all the way down to the footer to get the blog. And to me, that's a little bit annoying. And I think it's bad for two reasons. One, so many customers rely on the blog to seeing what's new with Divi, what new design templates are coming out with, what new features are adding, what new things you can do with Divi. And so to make customers scroll all the way to the bottom, it's just kind of annoying. Secondly, with how much Divi is getting updated, having that blog front and center, to me, that's a huge selling point. If I was someone that was interested in joining Elegant Themes membership and creating or signing up for Divi, I would want to see that blog front and center because to me, that really helps sell the product, seeing how active they are and how much they're doing. So a lot of people were complaining in the blog post announcing the new website, asking them to put the blog link back in the main nav. We'll see if it happens. Who knows? They don't do anything by accident. They're very strategic. They're very kind of data driven in the decisions that they make. So if they did it, then it could be for a really good reason. Personally, though, at this point, I'm not sure I'm on board with that. What do you think, David?
Well, I think I ditto just about everything you said. I do know that Elegant Themes does not do anything lightly, especially a major change like that. So yeah. Nick and company, I know, study analytics and are very data driven. So who knows? I guess one thing that came to my mind as you were talking and stuff is that, you know, if it's a blog that people read on a regular basis, they're probably going to have it bookmarked already. Or they're going to be on Elegant Themes' email list, which is how I get their blog articles. I never really go to a website anymore to specifically read a blog because I'm on their email list. And yeah. I get their emails as soon as a new blog article comes out. I scan it in my email. If I want to read it, I click on it and I go. You know, yeah. So maybe that's part of the reasoning behind it. I'm not really sure. I do know that they have one of the most read WordPress blogs in the world. I think last time I heard they had 1.2 million readers a month, and that was over a year ago, if not close right. to 2 years ago. They could be pushing 2 million now, so who knows? So
very true.
So I don't really have anything to add to that other than I guess we're going to see. Time will tell.
Yeah, exactly. And it could be something where they're testing it. They're seeing, you know, if the readership on the blog goes down because of it, or if sales go up because there's less distractions there in the main nav, everything is kind of sales focused. So, who knows? It could be something where they're kind of testing it and seeing what happens, and then they'll put it back in if it doesn't do what they want. But yeah, it's definitely interesting.
Awesome. All right. So tomorrow we've got another great topic. Tim? Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.